Hey, this is Jeremy. Welcome back to another edition of EdgeCast Mini. Really glad you tuned in today and are part of our devotional podcast, and hopefully you're following along with us in the Bible reading plan. If you're not already, then you should, and you can get details for that on our website at www.theedge.org.sg. Today, I just want to drop a thought in your heart from Matthew chapter 9, verse 13, as part of our reading plan today. This is our devotional thought, and this is the story of Jesus. He's at Matthew's house, and he's eating with tax collectors and different people who in that day were considered sinners. They were considered people that were not worthy of God. And he's being criticized by the Pharisees. And then he confronts them, and he says this statement. He says to them, "Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I've not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners." And so Jesus says this really controversial thing, and he starts to describe his heart. And it's not the first time that this type of thought is presented in Scripture, but Jesus kind of reiterates this and says that there's nothing wrong with sacrifices. There's nothing wrong with serving God and going and doing all the different things of religious duty, but it's all really useless if our heart isn't touched and we don't have a heart like God's heart. God isn't just interested in us checking off the boxes, even of this Bible reading plan, if we never really let his heart come inside of us. And so he challenges the Pharisees because they were so religious and they did everything right, but they hadn't caught a heart to really reach out to people. And he says, you know what, we need to have a heart of mercy. We need to remember how God had mercy on us and how he saved us in the middle of our sin. He reached out to us and went across every barrier to get to our lives. In the same way, there's a challenge for us that in our lives we're full of God's heart to show mercy to people around us. Maybe, you know, in your environment, whether it's a workplace or a school campus, even in your neighborhood, you can see people who are outcasts, people who aren't really accepted by those around them. You know, Jesus is challenging us that we would reach out to them. God's not just looking for huge things from us. God's not looking for just some huge accomplishment, you know, and that we would become famous and do conferences and things. What God is looking for us is that we would extend his heart to people around us. And so we all love God, and we would say that we do, but today, are our actions lining up with that? Is there mercy to go along with that? Are we getting the heart of God inside of us? Can you imagine you know, what it would be like if you approached God and his mercy wasn't there for you? But every single time you and I come to God, he gives us fresh mercy and fresh grace. And in the same way, you and I need to be willing to do that to the people around us. Maybe as you examine your life, you know, as much as you've been faithful, even to read your Bible and walk through this plan, that there are people that you neglect. And maybe there are different ones that you've kind of partaken, that you've ridiculed them or kind of ostracized them and not really reached out to certain ones. There's certain people that you wouldn't talk to or wouldn't really be willing to help. Well, I want to challenge you today that we really put this word into practice and this become more than something that's just a duty. It become more than something that's just a Bible reading plan, but this becomes something that brings the Word of God alive inside of us, that wherever we go, we begin to be people that extend the heart of God and show people who Jesus really is.